Hello and welcome to the Monday, May 21st, 2012 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. We got an Android issue to start up with, but this time it's actually not any more Android malware. Instead, it looks like a backdoor that was left behind intentionally or accidentally on certain CTE phones. The Score M and the CTE Skate appear to be two models that are affected. Of course, it's very possible that other models are affected as well. This particular backdoor is an SUID root binary left behind in system bin. The name of the file is sync underscore agent. If you are launching this particular file with a specific argument, that argument has been posted to pastebin and a couple of other sites, you will instantly become root. Not really clear what the purpose was of this particular binary, whether it was accidental, whether it was actually meant to be some kind of synchronization agent, as the name hints it being, or whether or not this was left behind intentionally to keep a backdoor on these particular phones. Of course, some random user remotely connecting to the phone would not necessarily have access to this particular binary. You would first have to get to the phone, logged into the phone, and then run this script. An application installed on the phone, of course, may be able to accomplish that. On Unix systems, and of course Android as it's at its core is Linux, these SUID root binaries are always a pretty important risk to keep an eye on. They are sometimes necessary. You have, for example, binaries like the password binary that will change a password that does need the write access to some files that are controlled by root and as a result have to run as root. But the number of these files should be limited. And well, if you ever harden one of these systems, you should understand what they're trying to accomplish and why they need root access. And then we got another exploit against PHP. Now, in this case, this is a different exploit than what we talked about a week ago when we mentioned the problem with running PHP as a CGI binary. In this case, it's actually a function within PHP com print type info. It's part of a set of functions that allows access to the Windows common object model, the famous com library and structures. So this one really only affects PHP running on Windows with that library installed, and it will also require that the attacker actually executes malicious PHP code on the host. At that point, the attacker usually already has quite a bit of access to the system, so I don't really see this particular vulnerability as a huge issue. This is nothing that you necessarily can just exploit using a random PHP web application. However, for the Windows version of PHP, this library appears to be part of the PHP core, so it's not there that you have to load an additional module that you could just decide not to load. As of PHP version 4.05, however, there is a specific runtime configuration variable com.allow underscore decom that appears to turn off this particular functionality. So in short, it's different from the CGI exploit. It's probably best to disable that functionality in your php.ini file. However, exploitation of this particular vulnerability I would consider somewhat unlikely. And if you're running OpenOffice, OpenOffice came out with a new version 3.4 that fixes a number of security vulnerabilities. You should upgrade if you're running OpenOffice 3.3 or any of the 3.4 beta versions. All of these were affected by these security issues. With that, we haven't really covered OpenOffice much because we don't really see a lot of use these days. If you are still using OpenOffice, drop me a quick note so I get a feel for if people actually still use it. The German Chaos Computer Club published data on its website gsmmap.org that will show what encryption standards are in place at different mobile GSM providers around the world. So far, the data is very heavy on Europe. I don't actually see anything in North America at this point. In order to contribute data, you need to have a specific cell phone, a fairly cheap one, and load firmware on it that will actually tell you what exact standards are in place. And well, probably no surprise that the encryption standards in use are not really all that great. The current state of the art, A5/3, for example, is not in use by any of the GSM providers in Germany. Many use the older A5/1, which actually has been broken back in 2009. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you more tomorrow.